The New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell's at the centre of a mystery about an expensive bottle of wine. A corruption inquiry in Sydney today has heard that around the time he was pushing for a public-private partnership for Australian Water Holdings, the Liberal Party fundraiser and the company's chief executive, Nick Di Girolamo, sent a $3,000 bottle of wine to the Premier's home. But Mr. O'Farrell insists that he never received it and says he can't recall phoning Mr. Di Girolamo to thank him. Mr. O'Farrell was in the witness box today explaining his dealings with the company and his relationship with Mr. Di Girolamo. Ashley Hall's been at the inquiry and joins me in the studio. Quite the bottle of wine. What do we know about it?
Indeed, Mark, it's quite the mystery. The AWH executive, Nick Di Girolamo, has been in the witness box for the past couple of days, and this morning he was asked about a gift of wine he apparently bought for Mr. O'Farrell and his wife. Now, it's not just any old bottle of wine. This was a 1959 Penfolds Grange Hermitage worth about $3,000. Mr. Di Girolamo says he chose it because it was made in the year in which the Premier was born, special significance. Mr. Di Girolamo says he bought it to congratulate the Premier on his election win after 16 long winters in opposition, and he says Mr. O'Farrell said thank you, he thinks, by phone. But with Mr. Di Girolamo forcefully pushing the government to enter a public-private partnership deal at the time, the counsel assisting Geoffrey Watson SC saw an ulterior motive in this bottle of wine. Mr. Watson asked, wasn't it an attempt to grease the wheels? No, Mr. Di Girolamo replied. Mr. Watson continued, an attempt to persuade Mr. O'Farrell to make some sort of decision which would favour Australian Water Holdings. No, he responded.
Okay, he says that Mr. O'Farrell rang him to say thank you. Is there any evidence backing that up?
Well, there is. Mr. O'Farrell entered the witness box this afternoon and was shown a series of documents that suggest the bottle of wine was, in fact, delivered to his home. There's a credit card statement showing the purchase at a bottle shop. The bottle shop confirms it delivered the bottle to AWH's offices in Bella Vista in Sydney's northwest, and a courier company invoice shows that AWH paid to have the bottle delivered. What's missing is a delivery docket with a signature on it. No doubt someone's looking for that now. Mr. O'Farrell says that's because the wine never arrived at his home. He says he's not a wine connoisseur, but he definitely remember getting a bottle of Grange. The counsel assisting Geoffrey Watson SC showed Mr. O'Farrell a phone call record, which shows a 28-second call took place at 9:30 at night between the Premier's mobile phone and Mr. Di Girolamo's around the day the wine was supposedly delivered. And this was perhaps the only time Mr. O'Farrell lost his composure in the witness box. He turned bright red and explained he doesn't recall that call. Outside the hearing, Mr. O'Farrell repeated his denials.
Let me be clear, I didn't receive a bottle of 1959 Grange. I may not know a lot about wine, but I know that I would remember if I had received a vintage of that type. And of course, if I had received a 1959 Grange, I would have declared it both on my parliamentary declaration but also my ministerial declaration. Importantly, whilst I'm the Premier of the state, my wife Rosemary is the Premier of our home. We've talked about this matter, including as recently as today. She, like me, has no recall, and so we're convinced that this bottle of wine was not received.
So we've got Mr. Di Girolamo on the one side with some documents, but not a complete chain of documents, and Mr. O'Farrell, who is the Premier, denying it on the other. The issue that if it went any further, the issue would be about declaration of interests. Politicians are supposed to say how much they get in gifts, particularly over a certain amount, and this would certainly go over the specified amount, wouldn't it?
Yes, it certainly would. And Mr. O'Farrell said that he's hot to trot on that very issue, that he's very serious about making sure that gifts and interests are declared, and that he would do it if he was running foul of that benchmark, that hurdle. As I mentioned, you can be quite certain that there'll be quite a few people looking for that delivery docket tonight from all parts, because if he's not telling the truth about that gift, he could be in some serious trouble.
And listening to the press conference, the press were in full cry this afternoon.
Yes, baying for blood.
Is this likely to drop?
I don't think so. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure over this issue. Mr. O'Farrell's been taking a lot of flack from the opposition and from the media over this question because he's insisted that he has very little connection with Mr. Di Girolamo, but the evidence today suggests that's not quite the case.
Ashley Hall.